Tuesday, December 15th, 2020. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Yes, Lord. Good morning, 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 Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Shabbat. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy, Papa. Your loving kindness, how you care for us, how you're concerned about us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every day. Oh, my. Every day. Thank you, every day, Lord. Thank you, every day, Lord. Every day, Lord. Thank you every day, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is good. Yes, Lord, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Ooh, glory be to God in the highest. Lord, we give thy name the praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for the activities of our limbs, our health, and our strength. Thank you, Lord, that you blessed us to see another morning. Ah, bless the morning, Lord. Have your way in our hearts and our minds and our souls, dear Lord. Order our footsteps today. Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be that light of the world. Ah, be what you called us to be. Yes, Lord. Give us a press on the inside, a hunger and a thirst after your righteousness that we may be filled. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord, that we may do your good works, Lord. That you may be glorified of men. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. We praise you today, Heavenly Father. We're so grateful, Lord, that you cause your sun to shine. Your rain to fall. Yes, Lord, you've given us air to breathe. Oh, you've given us a mobility, dear God. That we can live and move in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you this morning, dear God. I praise you, Heavenly Father. You are so wonderful. You're so wonderful. Mighty is our God. Yes, Lord. Look on each and every one under the sound of my voice, dear God. Bless them, Lord. Help them, Lord, in everything that they need. Hallelujah. Give them strength, courage, encouragement, love for you, Lord, more and more each day as we grow in grace, as we grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Give us a hunger for your word, Lord, that we would hide your word in our hearts, that we will not sin against you, Lord. We repent of every evil word spoken, every idle word spoken, every evil intent of the heart and in the mind, dear God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thy will and thy way in us today, dear God. We need you, Lord, in our homes, on our jobs. Jesus, yes, Lord, that we would be that light. Yes, God, that you would have us to be, that we would know who we are in Christ. Yes, God, that we would know our identity. That we don't have to wonder and ponder. But we can go to you, Lord, and you can give us the understanding, complete clarity. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for the morning time. We appreciate you for the hour of prayer. We appreciate you, dear God. You have blessed us tremendously, abundantly. Yes, Yeshua. Oh, glory. Oh, what a blessing. Yes, Lord, thank you for your blessing. Thank you, Jesus. When we thought all hope was lost, Lord, you are our hope. Oh, yes, Lord, if we think nobody loves us, you love us. Great love that you have toward us. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Oh, yes, Lord, each and every day. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, my soul rejoice. My soul rejoice in you, dear God, knowing that you are my life, my love, my hope, my everything, my all in all. Oh, when I am sick, you heal me. When I am sorrowful, you comfort me. You're the lifter of my head. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your holy name. Holy is our God. Worthy to be praised. Yes, Lord, I praise you now. I praise you now, Lord. Yes, Lord, let Yoshitai, let the praises ring forth in our lives. Let us worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Yes, Yoshitai, let our life glorify our Father which is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of the living God. Ha Yodoshaya. Holy Ghost, have your way. In our lives today. Yes, Lord, give us an ear to hear you, a heart to receive you, and a mind to obey you, Lord. Let us hear you when you teach us and guide us and strengthen us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Good morning, family and friends. Good morning, loved ones. Good morning, children of God. Yes, good morning, everyone. God is so good to us. He's so good to us. You know, I was reading the 5th chapter of St. Matthew, and I'm in the King James Version. You can follow me in another version if you have it. That's okay. But as we read through the chapter, Jesus is teaching his disciples. When you teach someone, you're showing them a better way. You're giving them instruction. You're guiding them in the way of life, what to do, what not to do. You're showing them who they are. You're showing them the identity that they have. You're showing them what they need to possess and what they need to stay away from. And in the 5th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse, I would like to read that. And it starts by saying, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. This is telling us who we are. He was telling the disciples that this is who you are. You're the salt of the earth. Salt is a preserver. Salt gives flavor. You know, the Bible talks about how men walk in darkness and they love darkness because their deeds are evil. But as saints of God, we're not in dark. We're the light. In 14th verse, we're the light of the world. If you put a city on a hill, you can see that city. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. How are you going to hide something that is set up high? And when you look up, you can see it. As opposed to being in a valley, you'll have to look down to see it. Or go up on a hill to see it, to look down, actually. But ye are the light of the world. Ye are the salt of the earth. And we need to have savor. And I'm going to look and see what that savor means. I want to give you a definition of it, not my definition. Praise the Lord. But as we continue to go on, if the salt have lost its savor, how is it going to be salted? What's going to give flavor to salt? That's flavor, savor. You know, something that's savory. It has a certain flavor. It's really good. Savory food, savory meat, that seasoning that makes it taste good. Praise God. So if we're the salt of the earth, we can change that evilness. We can give it some flavor. We can give it the flavor of God, righteousness, holiness, good works, good things that should push out the evil things, get rid of the bitterness, get rid of the hate, the envy. So we're the salt. And if we don't have it, then the Bible says, if the salt have lost its savor, how is it going to be salted? Where's it going to come from? If the very thing that should be the salt doesn't have that savor, it's not good for anything. You may as well throw it out. It's going to be trodden underfoot of men. When you're walking on something, when you put your foot down on something, it's under your foot. It has no significant value. And I'm not talking about your floors. I'm talking about if you step on trash. If you throw out trash, you don't value it if you walk on it, because it's trash. It's no good. It's okay if you step on it, because it's going to be thrown away. Praise God. We are the light of the world. Now, if you don't have light, you can't see. So if we're the light, we're showing the way, you know, we're lighting up the pathway to God. This is the way to God. We have to be that light to show people the way, to shine the light of Christ in our lives so that people can see him If we do good works, they know that it comes from God. If you love your enemy, that's good works. The world don't love their enemy. They hate their enemy. But we're to love our enemy. We're to pray for them. We're to bless them. We cannot hide our light. The 15th verse says, neither do men light a candle. And this is the analogy. If you light a candle, you don't want to hide the light of the candle. You burn that candle so you can see where you're going, see how to go. Don't walk into the wall, or don't walk into the cabinets, don't walk into the chair, because the light is showing you the way around that thing, by that thing, past that thing, so you don't have to run into it and hurt yourself. You know, walking in darkness, or walking in sin, you're going to hurt yourself. You can destroy yourself when you can't see where you're going. You know, your car have headlights at night. You turn your headlights on. Or in the stormy weather, you turn your headlights on to show you what's ahead. To show you, turn. Don't keep going straight. You might need to make a right. You might need to make a left. Or you might just need to stay straight, because to the right or the left is obstacles. It's obstacles. So we're the light. And if we keep that light of Christ shining, people can follow us. Why? Because we're following Christ. We're all following Christ, but he put us in the lead. He put us in the forefront, as they say. We're the leaders. We're the light of the world. The disciples were the light. God, the Lord told them, ye are the light. Don't hide it under a bushel. And everybody that's around you, and it says in that same house, everybody that's around you will see that light. We're going to give light to everybody that's around us. All that are in the house. You know, if you're the only one saved in your house, everybody knows it. It's no secret. It shines. Your works shine forth. Your humbleness, your meekness, your peace, your mercy. Yes, it shines forth. You can't hide it. It's your character now. It's your nature. God has changed your nature from darkness to light. Praise the Lord. He's given you salt. He's given you flavor. Yes, that people can see. You know, one scripture in the Word talks about, oh, taste and see. That's two things. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste. Ha. The flavor of God. Rubashatai. The goodness of God. The mercy of God. The love of God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So, and see. You're going to see that he's good. He's going to show you some things. He's going to show you his goodness. When you wake up in the morning, you didn't wake up yourself. You see that the Lord is good. When he gives you blessings, when he showers down upon you, you see that the Lord is good. And you can feel that thing, that feeling, that sense, that's your senses, feeling and tasting and seeing. Yes, isn't that wonderful? We can see that he's good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Praise God. So now we're left with instructions in verse 16. Let your light so shine before men. You got to do this, not in the corner, but before men. When you go out to work, they know that you're not like them. On my job, they know. And if they start saying, using bad language, or having an attitude, they may say to me, oh, excuse me,
You just got to forgive me or pardon my French. Why are they saying those things to me? They don't say it around each other. They're free to just express themselves in that type of way with their friends. But around me, they make excuses. They make apologies. They try to avoid it, but, you know, from the abundance of their heart, their mouth speaks, but they come back around and say, excuse me, forgive me, oh, I'm sorry, I got to watch what I say, because the light of the Lord shines forth. Sometimes I haven't even opened my mouth. I'm just there, and they know by my actions, by my deeds, how I present myself to other people, how I interact with even them. So my light has to be shining for them to come back and make excuses and apologies. So the scripture says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And who's going to get the glory? They're going to say, oh, yes, she's saved. That's giving God the glory. Oh, yes, she's sanctified. You can't do that around her. Yeah, she's one of those holy people. Yeah. They may talk about you like that, but it's giving God the glory because he's the one who saves. And if your life is witnessing to them by your light shining forth, and God may give you a word to say, to touch their hearts. Be led by the Spirit of God. As many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So let God lead you into what to say, how to say, when to say. You know, sometimes I have to stop within myself and pray inwardly, Lord, what should I do with this? Should I say anything about this? Should I make a remark? Or should I just be silent? Sometimes your silence speaks volumes. Your silence is so loud. Isn't that amazing? When you don't respond a certain way that they would expect someone to respond, or you don't respond in a negative manner, it speaks volumes. They're taking note. Some people may not say some things, and some people may say something about it. But that's letting your light so shine. I just was really moved by, know your identity. Your identity. Who you are. Who you are in Christ. What do you do? The lawyer has the identity of representing someone in court. And so when we know who we are and we have the light shining, we're representing Christ. That's our identity. We're representatives and ambassadors for Christ. Praise God. And I just thank God for that word. It's really good to the soul. And if you read the whole fifth chapter, Jesus is doing a lot of teaching here. He's setting a lot of things in order. And he's saying, also saying, he didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets, but he came to fulfill. And he says, not one jot or not one tittle, not the smallest, minutest thing is going to pass away of his word. Heaven and earth will pass away. But in no wise the law until all be fulfilled. He came to fulfill it, to complete it. Praise God. And I thank God for his word. It's a good word to carry forth through the day, throughout the days, that we remember our identity and we remember who we belong to. We belong to God. We're his. And if we're filled with the Spirit of the living God, we can display love, joy, peace, kindness, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, all the fruit of the Spirit. And it says, against such, there is no law against that. People may talk about you, but there's no law against that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I love the Lord this morning, and I praise him for that. I praise God for his goodness. And I just want everyone to be encouraged in him. Be encouraged in Christ. Let the Lord have his way in your life. Be that light. Be that city on a hill that cannot be hid. Praise God. I want to end this with a song. Yes, praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. You were there in all my pain, guiding my footsteps, shelter from the rain. And it was you made my life complete. And if we love Jesus, you are to me, we'll be that light. Jesus, I love you because you care. Praise God. We couldn't imagine if he wasn't there. Yes, Lord, you're the joy of our salvation. And I just want to leave one word with you. Remember to keep God first in everything you do and say. And be blessed, my friends.